Welcome to the Doghouse. We are a day late and always a dollar short, but not as short as KTM. And we'll talk about that and much else tonight.
I like where this show is going already. It already has a good negative vibe to it. I do. Sorry.
We don't even have to work at that.
We're more than a few dollars short.
It comes natural.
Sorry, we got a bit of snow and ice here in the northeast, in the mid-Atlantic, and I had to do this thing called work.
Ugh.
It's terrible.
That is terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. But, you know, it was a good time. I got to yell at people. I enjoy that.
I know you do. I know you do. If you ask Phil what his hobby is,
oh my
yelling
God.
At people.
So, for the listeners that don't know, I work in a public works department for a municipality.
Which is hard to believe since you have to interact with the public occasionally.
Occasionally. Very limited. Very limited. But today, this morning, I'm watching the news and I saw the job I want. And I went to my boss today and I'm like, I'm not sure if we have this position, but I need to figure out how to get it. And he told me he'd fist fight me for it, which is like legit. Because I'm watching the news and I'm watching a bulldozer go down a highway pushing cars out of the way.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah.
That's
because they're stopping the fire.
Bill's
because they're blocking the fire engines.
Yeah, that was a fire department bulldozer. Yeah.
Was it?
Yes, yeah. So you'd have to join the fire department to be able to do that.
Nah, not worth it then. Oh, I just restarted the music. That's how upset you made me, Warren. Don't ever do that again. Lie to me.
You should just humor him, Warren. Just humor him.
What am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing.
Hey, what do you want? We've only been doing this for a few weeks.
Yeah, we just did show 800 a couple weeks ago.
That's what happens when Warren crushes my dream.
Well, you know, maybe that's what happens when you do more than 800 episodes of anything, right?
Yeah, right?
Maybe we've just aged out of this.
I used to be so nervous and care and pay attention. Now I'm like half-ass looking at stuff. I don't even think about it. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's the wrong slider. I'm an idiot. Oh, let me speed the music up. Like I'm DJ. You know,
technology's made a mess of this. It's made a complete mess of this. We used to all have to actually be in the same room.
Yeah, that was
it's ruined everything.
Better.
Yeah, it was definitely
better. I miss the quesadillas from the little shop next door.
Yep,
and the chicken wings.
Oh, and what was the pizza shop we went to? Little Caesar's cinnamon pool parts.
Yeah, but they don't even have the cinnamon buns at Little Caesar. And there's a Little Caesar here in town. I'm like, you got cinnamon buns? We haven't had them in 5 years.
Yep. I went in there on Sunday, this past Sunday. I want some cinnamon pool parts. Oh, we don't have made those for years.
F you, start making them again.
Traded them in for a McRib.
I would buy them by the, I mean, I literally used to buy a thing a week of those. I don't know why I'm fat.
Yeah, I don't know why either. It's a mystery.
Little Caesar was going to kill me and now I'm going to live forever.
Yeah,
that's terrible. Right. Anyways, where do we? Can we just start with like some random news stuff? I don't know where you guys are planning on taking the show to.
Sure,
random news.
Sure. Right. So I went to when I'm scouring for the news, I go to a bunch of different places. One of the first places I always go is RoadRacingWorld.com. They have a lot of good information there. And here I see the potential for a job for Ken.
Uh-oh.
Because I don't see this guy holding
well, John Holmes is dead.
Okay, poor.
We know better than that.
So here's the article.
You better not know, Warren.
Oh, AFT,
So remember Richie Morris Racing in American
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, Elena Myers, I believe, came up through that. Yes. When I met Elena, not Elena Myers.
Who are you
Shayna
thinking?
Shayna Texter. I'm sorry. Shayna Texter. When Shayna Texter was first coming up, Richie Morris Racing signed her, and I was at Hagerstown and Flat Track. That I remember going up there and talking to her and meeting him. Mm-hmm. So apparently he's been running AFT. No one knows because they're on Peacock and NBC, right? So nobody knows what's going on. But apparently he got arrested for a DUI and battery of an officer. That is usually not a good way to keep your job in motorsports.
It's not a good way to keep your job in anything.
And he's the director of industry relations for AFT.
At least he wasn't the DEI administrator.
But here's what I'm saying, Kenneth. That's all you.
Sounds like you're apply for that texter, job,
right?
Probably. Well, yeah, but I mean, then I have to, you know, I have to be.
Yeah, they're down in Florida already.
I have to
only
behave.
Daytona.
Yeah, Daytona. Mm-hmm.
Not too far.
Not that far.
No, not that. Oh no, I can get to Daytona about 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, see, shorter than your commute was whenever you worked in Northern Virginia, because 1 hour and 15 minutes barely got you out of your neighborhood.
Oh, I couldn't stay working even when I could work from home. So I don't sure what you think I'm going to do driving 1 hour and 15 minutes. But I'll be in a nasty mood.
You're going to fix American flat track.
You have one job.
Fix flat track.
Get flat track on MotorAmerica.com. Or,
well, if they don't listen to me, it'll be a very short job because you know I have no patience.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You got to try, Ken.
Okay.
The job's not even offered yet because
we're
going to keep an eye out.
I will apply.
When it's offered, you need to keep your eyes open.
I will keep my eyes open. I will.
Update. Go ahead and start updating your resume.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that. There's nothing on my resume that's any good.
Being of the
I'm going to have a blank resume.
No, you got to have.
I'll just say longest running.
Podcast.
I'll just have one
your
little
resume,
phrase in the middle
of
my
put,
resume
save your,
that says that possibilities are endless.
On your resume, you need to put co-savior of American road racing,
co-creator of baggers,
co-savior.
What
like savior of King?
What?
Listen, co-savior. That's all you have to, and they'll be like, "What?" And then just
co-savior. Well, I am
doghouse saved racing.
I am Jewish, so I'm more qualified to be a savior than either one of you. So
see, that's what I'm saying. There, yeah. Longer nails, Ken. Longer nails.
There you go. Longer
nails. Anyways, yep. So I saw that and I was like, "Oh, that's not good." I mean, I met Richie Morrison. I'm Richie Morris.
Richie Morris.
He was a bad person. We all have our bad days. His mugshot, though, it looks like he resisted and got the resisting. Whooping,
yeah. Well, you know,
when you're drunk, that happens.
There's the blood from the ears.
Yeah, and the eyes
there's no.
Oh yeah.
That looks like he got introduced to the baton.
Yeah, I've the curb.
Yeah, or the curb. That's right.
Yeah. Well, when you get tasered, you have a tendency just to start flopping on the ground.
Yeah that job is
what,
definitely going to be.
I'm not saying he got tased. I'm just saying the picture's not looking good.
No, that job is.
I always get a good laugh for people when people get tased. I don't know.
As long as it's not me, it's okay.
I get a bigger laugh when they get shot, but that's me.
Yeah. And then, one of our favorite racers, not because he was the greatest racer, I mean, he was a decent racer, but because of the stunts he pulls, Larry Pegram. Did you see the Larry Pegram?
Yeah. He's going to go run the race, all right? Yeah, he's going to run inside. I read that. Yeah.
So good luck to him. Always a headline grabber. I like that guy.
I didn't. Was his daughter a racer? Do they have any information in the story?
I didn't read it
because I didn't care, frankly. But
well, I read it just because it's Larry Pegram and he's always doing something funny.
Yeah, and he was actually a pretty good racer.
He was
just
a pretty good racer. That's what I said. But he wasn't like, oh my god, a champ. But he was a solid racer.
Right. Right.
And then the bigger thing is they put out the full list of everybody who's asked James Douglas Beach is going to kick over in Italy. I can't believe they printed out JD Beach's full name.
He's been kind of acting weird. You know, last year he stopped. He didn't want the Jiggy Dog name.
I know.
And he pushed off on that. So maybe this James Douglas was intentional.
It doesn't even make sense. He definitely is more of a John than a James. Because I don't want to call him Jimmy Beach.
He could be Jimmy John. He kind of looks like a Jimmy John to me.
No, he'd be Jimmy Doug.
No, he doesn't look like a Jimmy Doug.
No, and he definitely doesn't look like a Jimmy Beach.
He doesn't look like a Jimmy Beach.
He looks like a JD.
He's a JD.
Right, so
he's about to kick, Valentino Rossi, Pedro Acosta, Dominique Agutter, some guy I never heard of, Pecco Bagnaia, Lorenzo Baldassare.
Everybody's unhappy.
Anaya Bastianini, Bezzecchi, a couple other guys I don't know. Buliga, Caracasula, Michael Dunlop from the Isle of Man TT.
Mm-hmm.
About to get a Jiggy Dog whooping. Sling and Sammy Halbert possibly not get a Jiggy Dog. Normally they race teams, right? And
yes.
I could see Jiggy Dog, I mean, well, JD or James Douglas.
James Douglas.
James Douglas racing with Sling and Sammy Halbert. Andrea Locatelli, Luca Marino, Franco Morbidelli, Miguel Oliveira, Pacini.
A lot of names, but I just don't. I can't.
Tito Rabat.
I can't see this right now. Well, Tito Rabat, okay, we already know. He'll come in last place and get injured on the way to the pits.
Yeah, obviously. Tim Neven, Ryan Vickers. The only Ryan Vickers I can think of is a race car driver. I don't know
what that's about. That's exactly what I was thinking.
It could be.
Yeah. But the list is pretty distinguished there for Jiggy Dog to whoop ass again.
It is very distinguished.
And he's
and aged.
And his mechanic is Hayden Gillum.
Really?
Yeah. His mechanic.
I guess that's what happens.
This coming weekend.
The whole article. Yeah.
Is this going to be shown anywhere so that the average person can see it, or are we just going to read about it after?
It's probably on Peacock.
I believe I watched it last year.
Like I said, is anybody going to actually see it?
I thought I watched it on YouTube after the event.
Well, YouTube seems to be the place to go these days. So.
But anyways, yeah, kick some ass, JD Beach. Kick some ass.
Yep.
James Douglas.
But you brought up Rossi, and there was news about Rossi this year. I mean, this past week.
Well, that's all I really care about, Rossi. Yeah.
Well, this one is actually more interesting, I think, from that standpoint, because he's not going to have anything that we're going to notice. But Rossi said that he wants to be much more involved with the team, and he's going to actually pass up on some of his rally car involvement to focus more on the MotoGP team in 2025. Now, the interesting thing is that I was curious, and I actually did a little research and couldn't get an absolute, but I think I know the answer already, is remember, that was a second-tier satellite team, his team last year. And now that Primac or Primac Ducati is done, I wonder if his team moves up to be a tier one Ducati satellite team.
I thought they were getting a tier one anyways.
They have been a tier two for as long as the team's existed. So I didn't know.
I thought that we were getting a tier one.
I couldn't find anything about that online. I was just curious.
I could be wrong.
That would make a huge difference.
Yeah.
Then you would have
that would make a huge difference.
Then you have all kinds of people riding the Ducati 25 bike.
Yeah,
be a lot of them. I just don't see that, to be honest with you.
So being Morbidelli.
Why do you say that? It's just swapping out two bikes that are no longer using Ducatis from Pramac to Rossi's team.
Yeah, but they should be riding. My thought was they would be riding last year's model, not the current year.
Well, that's what they were always doing. They were always running 1 year back, not the current year, but Pramac, remember, was running the current year because they were tier one.
Yeah.
Now that they're gone, there would be no tier one Ducati. So that means that there's, number one, there's less people on Ducatis this season. So it would make sense, actually, for Rossi's team to be a tier one. Why have a tier two when you have no tier ones, right? So there's not too many people running Ducatis, and there's about to be a lot fewer people riding KTMs. What?
Grassini's tier two, right?
Yes. Grassini's tier two.
Yeah. So maybe it will be that.
Well, Grassini's now Yamaha.
No, it says right here on MotoGP.com they're running a Ducati.
Well, they're not because that was one of the things they said. They announced they were going to Yamaha.
As of January 8th, the article stated.
Well, unless something changed, that's what the announcement last during the season was, that Grassini was going to Yamaha.
Pramac is leaving Ducati to become Yamaha.
Oh, okay. I just got it.
Something didn't register when you were saying that.
This article is dated today. I have a full list of where everybody's going to be if you need to know.
Right. So it doesn't it make sense that the
I hope it is. Yeah. And then I hope it's true.
And I just wondered if that's what got him saying he wants to spend a lot more time with the MotoGP team this year.
Could be.
Maybe he figures this has really got a real chance to win a championship.
Maybe he figures there's a good chance he can stop Mark Marquez from winning one.
Well, I that's
other
right.
Than
that's,
running out that, and that,
that's,
kick
that's
him
something.
Over.
But he also looks at that the tier one satellite team won the championship last year.
Oh yeah,
right.
That's true.
Yep. That's so he says, if I can't get that 10th championship, maybe my team can.
Ooh.
Right.
And using the logic and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
I like that.
Yeah, rare. Which means it's like totally that. Wrong. That's the rule.
Yeah, way wrong.
On way that. Wrong. Way wrong. So did you have any more news that you wanted to go over?
I mean, I got little tidbits of stuff, but I don't have the biggest thing I got other than where all the MotoGP and Moto2 guys are is I also got the updated list of who's riding East and West in Supercross for the 250s.
Yeah.
I thought that considering that starts this weekend, allegedly. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, we should probably talk about that if we have time.
I have the book of no accountability.
Oh, if we want to make choices?
If we want to make picks. Might as well.
I actually hate to do this. It's like almost no drama.
Yeah, save the drama.
Well, there is some drama in the 250 West. Deacon and Faulkner are going to be racing against each other.
Yeah,
No. You are so wrong. I mean, yeah, they're both going to run the 250 West.
Yeah, Faulkner's not going to finish.
Right? But well, do you know what team Faulkner's on?
Triumph.
Yeah. So he's not racing for wins.
It doesn't matter. Maybe if you go slower, you don't fall off as much. That's all.
Well, I was going to say I really wanted to pick Faulkner, but he hasn't finished the season in I don't know how long.
Ever.
And he's
since he's been in the 450s, ever.
250s.
250s.
No, he's never finished a season since, I think his first year.
And then he's also on the Triumph, so that's why I can't pick him, although I would like to.
Again, doesn't matter what bike you're on when the bike's going by itself. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, when you're flying through the air and landing on your head,
you're not bikes on the don't bike. Win.
I've never you're seen not, a bike without a rider win a championship. It. Haven't seen it. So
you're not.
Doesn't matter.
I've seen a car on his hood on his roof.
We should probably focus on who in the East is going to win because I think we all would agree that Deegan's going to win the West.
Yeah. Anybody not think Deegan's going to win the West?
No. I think he's going to win.
Yeah. Even for the book of no accountability, there's not.
Yeah, I'm just writing that in.
There's no accountability necessary.
Well, Phil, you're going to have to list off who's in the East because.
Okay, in the East, Max Anstey. Here, this could be Yamaha, right? Starting with Yamaha. Max Anstey, Nate Thrasher, Pierce Brown, Daxon Bennick. For HRC Honda, it's going to be Chance Hymus. For Rockstar Gas, Casey Cochran. Red Bull KTM will be Tom Vial, who I'm thinking that might be it. And Muckoff Club MX is going to be Max Volin, Mark Finice, and Devin Simonson. So I just went with the big teams. I'm not worried about the little teams.
Well, I'd pick Tom Vial from a talent standpoint. But I figure there's a 50-50 chance that team's going to get funded for the whole season.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
Yep.
I think I'm going to say this. I know it's a bit of a long shot. I think Nate Thrasher.
Nate Thrasher has done a bad pick.
No, not a bad pick. But
if I had to pick a name out of the air, which is effectively what I'm doing, I would go with Anstey.
Max Anstey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm just
might as well stretch a little.
I'll just swing it all around. And everybody gets a different rider. I'm gonna go with Hymus.
That's not a bad pick. Yeah, it's not a
pick. Terrible pick.
No,
he did. He won a couple races.
I don't think in the East there's many bad picks.
Yeah,
I think it's definitely
it's kind of open.
I mean, I think Vial's the most talented in the group. The problem is I really don't think that KTM's finishing any series.
He's on the KTM and that kind of and the gas, right? This Casey Cochran.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
and Husqvarna. Husqvarna is also
It's
subject
too. Yep.
And they got Ryder DeFrancisco there, Ryder D in the West for the gas bike.
Yep.
Which is okay because I feel like he's going to make it. but I don't know. I feel kind of like I'm not sure that team's.
Well, they all had if
the
East to make
that
it.
I don't think is going to make it.
To make it, they have to get to Salt Lake City. So, and yeah. That's in May. Are those teams going to be around until May?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not as factory teams.
I mean, cross my
fingers and hope I'm wrong.
KTM keeps modifying the promises that they made down. Yeah. And when that happens, that basically means the fuse is lit. So now it's just a question of when detonation occurs.
February 28th. That's the day they have to prove that they can do it or they get Citibank sicked on.
Maybe.
No, even that if they is, prove, that, no, that no, is no, no, the
no.
day.
No, because they could continue on between February 28th and fail on April 28th.
Yeah.
They got bigger. They have bigger problems, which is one of the things I was going to talk about today.
February 28th is when the court says it.
The court could stop them dead in their tracks on February 28th. Like but even the court lets them go on, that doesn't mean they're going to be able to restructure.
All right. What about? I'm sure I'm already starting to write down Ken's pick for 450s. Then we'll get into KTM's.
Oh yeah, it's going to be Jet Lawrence.
Yeah, Warren.
I'm going to be a curmudgeon and say Chase Sexton is going to step it up this year, and is going to win it.
Chase Sexton.
Because he's on the KTM. So if KTM doesn't fold, it's Sexton. If it folds, then I'm going to go to Jet.
Well, it's not like having a built-in excuse for failure, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not even seeing him listed.
Yeah, he's on the Red Bull KTM, him and Plessinger. Unless they've already folded, I haven't heard.
Here's the list for Anaheim 1, right?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing Sexton. I'm not seeing Plessinger either.
Maybe they haven't paid their dues.
They haven't paid
their association dues.
Kevin Morant's a privateer KTM. Anthony Rodriguez, privateer KTM. Justin Hill, I believe that's a privateer KTM. I'll have to look at that.
So no Red Bull KTM.
I do not see a
Supercross
Red Bull
team listed. No.
So I wouldn't pick Chase Sexton, Martin. That's not going to work out for you. They miss Anaheim 1. You know what I'm not seeing? I'm not seeing...
Maybe they're only going to race on races that complete on Sundays.
I don't see Barsha.
Well, he's on the gas, so...
Yeah, that's right. He's got the same problem.
Well, I'll just have to go Jet then.
Every Husqvarna, KTM, and GasGas team are not factory that I see listed here.
Mm-hmm.
I know that KTM put out that they were canceling 12 teams, racing teams. I could not find the list of teams anywhere. I wouldn't assume it would have been the Supercross team.
I was going to say, let's count all the GasGas, Husqvarna, and KTM teams. See if you have 12 separate individual riders. Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, the first to go is going to be GasGas. GasGas will go first. I think Husqvarna is going to battle it out to the end with KTM, with the KTM 450. That's...
Well, if they're
my
not
guess
listed, maybe the end's already come.
Well, Husqvarna may end up being a freestanding company. You never know
if they sell so much. They have
KTM
so many
will not be sold. I can tell you right now from the stuff I read this week, KTM will never be sold off as a company. Not going to happen.
I don't see Barsha. I don't see Plessinger. I don't see...
It's going to be an interesting 450 season with the field being a lot smaller.
Right, I thought Mookie was supposed to run the Husky.
He was.
I don't. Oh, Jason Anderson on the Kawasaki. There he is. Okay, no Mookie. No Plessinger. No Sexton. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fast.
Well, what I didn't get to talk about, we'll talk about it on next week's show.
You sure, because I somebody screwed up the time.
No, it sounds about right.
Is it really?
Yeah, sounds about right. But I want to mention that somebody did a deep dive on how the most profitable motorcycle off-road company in the world could suddenly be a bankrupt company, and it did all of this in 2 years. It's very interesting. We're going to talk about it next week's show.
Was it you that did the deep dive?
No, wasn't me. This is actually this was actually a reputable source, not Ken.
Damn it!
The only deep diving Ken does is in his pool.
I was hoping it was going to be somebody else, so that I mean it was you, so we didn't have to.
No, this is actually one of the sites we go to regularly for credible.
What?
You know, no, not your Chatterbait. No, Phil. And we weren't talking about any bells ringing. Is that where you go to get your motocross or supercross?
No, that's. I still have people asking me audio engineering questions from there.
Oh God.
Okay, here, send me money.
Well, you need to trust your services.
Or tokens. Either you'll take both.
Yeah, absolutely. Tokens, or you take first.
Cash only. Now.
All right. So check back with us next week. We're going to talk about the downfall of KTM and really why it's so much
worse.
Whether
or not those guys make races.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We'll be back next week. Short, seems like a short show, but whatever. We're good to go. I'm going to use the right slider.